the best way to find what really is the meaning and purpose of life, you know, that one thing, if you will, is to ask the one who made us, God. I mean, he created us, so he knows what would give true purpose to our lives.
I want to start today's program with a question. How important is it for you to know that your life counts for something significant? Deep down, most men have a strong desire to make a difference in this world. But sometimes our lives, they seem stuck in the mundane of dead-end jobs, the same daily routine at home, and not much more. And as a result, having a life with real purpose and meaning can seem like a distant dream. However, this is not what God intended life to be. You don't have to be a victim. You can live life to its fullness. Welcome to Champions Arise. I'm Foster Brown. Today, Kent Darcy and I are going to look at the one thing that can put meaning and purpose into your life. We'll also discuss how you can obtain this one thing, even with all the demands you face every day. So stay with us. We'll be right back with Champions Arise.
Here's Champions Arise founder, Edmund Speaker.
I believe that each man has responsibility to be the defender of true values in his home and society. We men have the potential to either build up or tear down. That is why our leadership needs to be modeled by the one who is a perfect model of manhood. At Champions Arise, we call men to become disciples of Jesus Christ.
You can learn more about becoming a disciple of Jesus when you go to championsarise.org.
Kent, I'm looking forward to this series of programs. I think men are really going to find them helpful.
I agree. Men can get a lot from this. We're going to be looking at principles from the book Every Man a Warrior. It's by Lonnie Berger. And in this series, we'll be discussing marriage and kids and money and sex and work and how men can truly succeed in life.
And that brings us back to the issue that I raised at the beginning of the program, that there is one thing we can do to move from mundane lives to purpose-filled lives. But there are a lot of people out there in the marketplace who are trying to convince us that they know that one thing that will give us purpose and meaning into our lives.
Well, that's right. That's right. I mean, sometimes we're told if you get the right position in the company or maybe make more money or lose weight, you know, get in great physical shape, then we'll have the good life, you know, one that's filled with purpose.
Yeah, but we also know of people who seem to have it all, but really aren't very happy.
That's absolutely true. We often see athletes or financial people or celebrities who have achieved everything that's supposed to give them purpose and significance, but in spite of all of that, they're still miserable, and some have actually killed themselves.
Oh, sad. All right, so how can we know what the one thing really is?
Well, the best way to find what really is the meaning and purpose of life, you know, that one thing, if you will, is to ask the one who made us, God. I mean, he created us, so he knows what would give true purpose to our lives.
That's exactly right. And we got a glimpse of this truth in Jesus' time.
That's true. One day, the religious leaders were challenging Jesus and basically asking him, what is the one thing that God says that will give people meaning and purpose in their lives? And we see this conversation in Matthew chapter 22. The people that were confronting Jesus said, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." So what we see is the first and greatest of God's commandments, the action we can take that gives us purpose and significance, is to love God. And this is really the neat thing. God wants a relationship with you and me. I mean, God's eternal purpose is a love relationship with us.
So it's all about a relationship, not about obeying a bunch of rules.
Yes, yes. I mean, loving God really is the foundational cornerstone of our whole Christian life. And that's not based on rules. But when you love someone, you know, our wives, for example, there are certain things you do and you don't do simply because you love them. And it's the same with our love relationship with God. And this is critical to understand because it's in that relationship that we find purpose and meaning in our lives.
So a close relationship with God is the one thing.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
But Kent, I think a lot of us have heard that Jesus should be the one thing or the main thing in our lives. You know, many of the men in our audience have probably heard that taught in their churches forever or at men's events. So here's the question. If we all know this, why do we seem to struggle in this area?
Well, first, I wouldn't assume that everybody knows this. There are a lot of one things competing for our attention.
True.
But once we realize how important this is, it's difficult to do. Because any love relationship, it takes time. Mm-hmm. And a love relationship with God is no different. I mean, Jesus said loving God should come first.
Well, that implies that it's the highest priority, something we do before anything else.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, the guy who spends all his time with his car, cleaning it, buffing it, polishing it, and in the bad weather, he puts a cover over it. Basically, he has a love relationship with his car.
Right. I mean, we know people like that. You know, we want to spend time with things or people we love. Ideally, that's our wives and kids, and, you know, not our jobs and our hobbies. And initially, it happens naturally. You know, for example, when most of us were dating our wives, it was a priority that eventually moved from just trying to get her attention to gaining her love. But as time passes, it doesn't continue naturally. And here at Champions Arise, we know that. And this is why we do programming that helps men learn the disciplines and skills that need to be developed to be purpose-filled Christian men. You know, just like anything else, it requires learning some skills to do it right. And when I say that, I'm reminded of a story where a dad was teaching his daughters how to drive. You know, after the daughters got their learner's permit, he didn't take them out into the highway. I mean, we wouldn't do that. The first thing he taught them was how to drive in a big parking lot. Then, when they were ready, they drove in quiet neighborhoods. And eventually, they were allowed to drive on busy streets. And after that, they were able to drive on highways. And I did the same thing with my kids. Because if they were going to be safe drivers, they needed to develop certain skills. You know, without those disciplines and skills, they wouldn't achieve the goal of driving safely. And in the same way, we need skills that help us develop a deeper love relationship with God. Without them, we won't achieve the goal of living a life that has real significance because our loving relationship with God will suffer. And that's the problem many of us have now.
By the way, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Champions Arise with Foster Brown and Kent Darcy. We've been discussing how the one thing that will give meaning and purpose to our lives is loving God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. But this requires our time. Mm-hmm. So, Kent, how do we find time for this with all of the other things that crowd in our days?
Well, Lonnie Berger, in his book Every Man a Warrior, says that it starts by having a daily quiet time with God, a special time every day that's put aside just for God. Now, I'm sure some of the men listening are thinking, I want to deepen my relationship with God, but I don't have 2 hours for quiet time every day. And Lonnie Berger is just talking about 15 minutes a day. And he breaks it down into three steps. He calls it the ABCs of having quiet time. And A is, as you read some verses from the Bible, ask questions and write down your thoughts. And B stands for the best verse and the best thought. Choose the verse that really stands out in the section you're reading. Write the verse down and then write down why it stood out to you. And C is communicate back to the Lord in prayer how that portion of Scripture impacted you.
Okay, so you'll need a Bible and a journal or paper to write on.
Right.
And 15 minutes. That's it. The ABCs of quiet.
Yeah. And A is ask questions. So I want to make sure we go over this. Now, the question really is, are there specific questions? And in his book, you know, Every Man a Warrior, he recommends that you look at these questions. You ask these questions. Is there a commandment to obey? Is there a promise to claim? Is there a sin to avoid? Is there an application to make? And is there a new thing I've learned about God? These questions help us to dig deeper into God's Word and get the most out of it.
Okay, we went through that kind of quickly. So, Kent, let's review those ABCs of quiet time one more time.
Sure. A is ask questions. B is find the best verse or best thought. You write it down and then write down why it stands out. And C is communicate back to God what impacted you when you're praying with Him. And this process begins with 5 minutes of Bible reading, basically reading a chapter or so each day.
Well, that seems doable. But what if a listener is new to reading the Bible? Where do they start?
Well, a good place to start is in the New Testament. Start with one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, because that's where you learn about Jesus. And actually, once you start, you'll probably find it's hard to stop. But after you've read four or five books in the New Testament, try reading a book from the Old Testament. I like to read a psalm or a proverb every morning. But a book like Genesis would be a good start, too. So basically, I'm going to take 15 minutes of quiet time. It starts with 5 minutes of Bible reading. Then you allow 7 minutes to think about what you've read and to jot down a key verse that stood out and your thoughts on that verse. Doing the journaling is important because writing really has become a lost art for many men.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I love to write, and I find journaling to be very helpful and insightful with what's going on in my relationship with God. But the thought of writing the thoughts down for a lot of men is very intimidating. But you don't have to write down every thought. I mean, this is not a school report. You know, you just write down the main ones. And after about 7 minutes, you finish with 3 minutes of praying with God.
That seems simple. 5 minutes of reading, 7 minutes of reflection and writing, and 3 minutes of prayer. 15 minutes a day. I think I can do that.
I think I can do that too. And I will, because God, Almighty God, and the creator of the universe wants a love relationship with me. And I want to live a life where I make a difference.
You know, Kent, I think most men do. As we finish our time today, is there anything else we should know about having a quiet time?
Well, it's very important to choose a time and a place to have your daily quiet time. When picking a time, a lot of men choose the morning, but some may find that evening works best. For others, the lunch hour is the time that works. What's important is to choose a consistent time. And you want a place where you can have a quiet time that's without interruptions or distractions. And I guess the other thing would be is journaling is important. And I said that already. I'm going to say it again. Writing down your thoughts, it forces you to think and to dwell on God's word, and that's what helps us grasp his love and his will for us at a deeper level. You know, the prophet Isaiah wrote about God's love in chapter 54, "For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you." Dwelling in a verse like that can change your whole day.
Your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Kent, this has been a very helpful discussion, and I believe that many men have the desire to have that deeper love relationship with God, but have been frustrated when they've tried to make it happen. Friend, if that describes you as you listen today, we encourage you to start having quiet times. Begin today or tomorrow, and don't be discouraged. It may take time to reset your priorities and establish your new routine, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm. This one thing can put meaning and purpose in your life, and someday you'll look back and realize that your most precious moments on earth for the times you spent with your Lord in a quiet time.
Hi, I'm Andy Napier, part of the Champions Arise team. As Kent Darcy was talking about a quiet time, he mentioned dwelling on God's Word. Let me read from Psalm 119, 14 through 16. "In the way of your testimonies, I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Our prayer for you today at Champions Arise is that as you read, study, and meditate on Scripture, that it would become a delight for you. To learn more about the ministry of Champions Arise, go to championsarise.org.
Thank you for listening to Champions Arise, where men are equipped and strengthened to meet their God-given potential. Finding the one thing was the theme of today's program. The material for this program came from the book Every Man a Warrior by Lonnie Berger. This book can be used by individuals, small groups, or in classes at church. For information, more about that, visit the website at championsarise.org. Our hope is that you'll find true meaning and purpose by making your love relationship with God the foundational building block of your life and all of your relationships. We also invite you to join us as we continue this Every Man a Warrior series. This is Foster Brown with Kent Darcy. Thank you for listening to Champions Arise. May God mold you into the man he knows you can be.